California section on page 77 is giving us an overview of the chapters that are to come. Chapter 10 is a big one. We are going to delve into third declension words. First declension words end in what? Alpha or eta. Second declension words end in omicron. Now we are going to the third declension, stems ending in a consonant. Three things to know. It is common for the final letter of the stem to be altered by the case ending. And the nominative singular and dative plural. Yes, you are trailing behind here. So he already has us in the back. Okay. Make sure your quizzes are turned in.
How about the review page? Is it turned into those review sections in the 14th?
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. You said the second part of it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Did everybody finish their review?
I didn't turn it in.
Okay, let's hold on to that right now.
Okay.
We'll turn that in next time. You gotta fix something?
No, I just want to make sure I turn it in.
Your test?
Yeah, but it's not somewhere in this pile of stuff. I hold it. That would be horrible.
Okay. Alright, our time is slipping away. Third declension.
Alright, here we go. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm
supposed
to be worried about
this. I am. I'm worried for you.
Yeah, let's get on things first. Yeah.
Okay.
We're
on page 77. It is common for the final letter of the stem to be altered by the case ending.
75.
Yes, page 75, sorry. And the nominative singular and dative plural. The stem sarc changes to sarcs when the s is added in the nominative singular, and to sarcsi or sarcsi in the dative plural by the case ending psi. It is the same case ending as in logos. Because the nominative singular form looks different from first and second declension forms, it is easy to think that the third declension words are totally different. They're not. This is just summaries. The key to memorize is genitive singular. Aha. Remember, in our lexical forms, it gives us the nominative, comma, and then what?
The article.
No. Before that. It gives us a hyphen, and it gives us the genitive ending. That is why it is important to know the genitive. This is the key. It shows the true stem of the word. The genitive singular of sarc is sarcos. Dropping off the os end, case ending, and you have the stem. As you can see from the genitive sarcos and the dative sarcsi, third declension words use a few alternate case endings. We're going to have to see those in a second. Other things happen as well, especially in the nominative singular. For example, the stem, pont, becomes pas, because new tau drops out before a sigma. The trick here is to realize that third declension words are not really that different from other words, and to memorize stems. Okay, so that's a summary of it. Chapter 11, we will meet the paradigms for the first and second person pronouns. Chapter 12 will focus on autos, which we know primarily as the third person personal pronoun. And that is the dominant use for that, but it has other functions. It can intensify or it can mean same. That's chapter 12. Chapter 13, we'll meet demonstrative pronouns. This, that, these, those. Chapter 14, the last bit of the noun system, we'll learn relative pronouns. Who, whom, that, what are relative clauses, dependent constructions, and stuff like that, which are very important. Which are very important for translation. Okay? Alright, so that's all. We're not going to linger in the summary any longer. I wanted to read the exegetical insight, but we don't have time. As soon as my screen finishes redrawing here. It's time for an iPad upgrade. No way. PDF. I chopped one of these books up and made a PDF of it.
You made it?
Yes.
Where is this page?
So you missed class on that one Monday because of that one lecture. The next week we're going to miss another Monday because of Thanksgiving. So we're going to miss on two.
No, we know. We're in class for that Monday.
Oh, we are in
class that Monday? Yeah. For the Thanksgiving week, we have class that Monday.
Okay. So when do we not have class? Thursdays?
Anything you guys need.
The only class we're missing is that recordings thing.
Tuesday through Friday is off, but the Thanksgiving week we have class on Monday.
Really? Okay, cool. We're special.
Yeah, well, because we had the Monday off earlier.
The Labor Day.
Oh, that's right. Okay, cool. Thanks for coming for that.
Okay. In this chapter, overview, you will learn the third and final declension, four hints for the third declension, the master case ending chart.
Oh, no.
I thought that was more exciting. Like, the master
the
case
master.
Ending chart.
Yeah.
All right.
Chart.
Noun rule 7, square stops, and noun rule 8. Those are the last noun rules. There's only 8.
Yes.
Okay. What is the difference between the first and second declension? You guys know that, correct? 10.2, function and meaning. Remember that all Greek nouns, whether they first, second, or third declension, function the same. So the forms may be different, but they're still, what is their function determined by? The case ending, right? Nominative, genitive, dative, accusative. 10.3, nouns with stems ending in a consonant follow third declension patterns. That's part of the first noun rule that you learned, right? 10.4. Final consonant and the case ending. When you first look at a paradigm of a third declension noun, you may think it's totally different. It's not. Because the stem of a third declension noun ends in a consonant. That consonant sometimes reacts to the first letter of the case ending. So, when you have consonant to a case ending, you no longer are going to have the vowel to buffer the two consonants. So, there is a reaction, kind of like an allergic reaction going on here between them. If it's a sigma, it's like Ebola or something. It's like major reaction, okay? So the sigma, when the sigma comes up against the consonant at the end of the stem, things sparks fly. For example, the stem of the second declension noun is logos is what?
Laga,
right? Ends in an omicron. The omicron joins with the nominative masculine case ending sigma to form logos. You guys all understand that, right?
Yeah.
No problem. But the stem of the third declension word sarx is actually sark, kappa. The kappa is united with the same nominative singular case ending and forms a combination x, kappa sigma. But we have a Greek letter that sounds like X, don't we?
Yeah.
C, right here. So rather than writing kappa sigma, it's C, While the ending of Sarks may look totally different from that of Logos, it really isn't. It's just that the Sigma is where?
It was gone.
Okay.
So,
wow, this pen is thrashed.
All right. So, there's a second declension stem, right? Ksene sigma. Here is the third declension. Sark with the case ending. Yes.
What does Sark mean?
Flesh.
Okay.
The flesh. Not always a good word, is it? No. All right. But we're not Gnostics, so it's not. Okay. All right. Here, if we did this equal sign, Logos, but here, the kappa and the sigma are going to make one letter, sarks. Okay? So this vowel kept this gamma and the sigma away from each other.
Is there other letters that do stuff like that?
Oh, yes.
Nope.
Is that first semester? Is that like...
That's right now.
Oh, man.
That is right now.
We're in it now.
We're going to
learn all, how many? Is there like...
The fog is...
What?
The fog is...
Yeah.
Felt so good.
The exam was like, man, not so foggy anymore, right? But now the fog. Okay. What is similar between these two?
Sigma.
Stems.
The stems are different. Vowel, consonant. Same is... case ending here, right?
Okay.
Where do we get function from? Here, right? So these are both what case?
Nominative.
What do we get from the stem? The meaning, right, of the word. So meaning we get from the stem, function we get from the case ending. All right. You knew that, but because it was foggy, I just repeated all that for you. Yes.
So what would be, like, would third declensions be male, female, neuter, what are they?
There, a noun could be any one of those.
A third declension could be any one of those?
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting.
All right, 10.5.
So it still follows the same chart, in a sense, because it just combines the consonant.
Yes, we'll see the chart in a minute.
The master chart?
You cannot refuse the temptation to look. You can poke over and see.
Oh, I already looked.
No.
But you have before you look.
Oh, what?
Okay, 10.5.
Oh, wow.
Third declension does use a few case endings that are different from those used in the first and second declensions, but not that many. If you've been memorizing the case ending with the final stem vowel, like os instead of sigma, you may want to go back and relearn that. But we did not tell you to do that, so you're fine. Hence, if you can remember just four hints, these changes will not be a problem. As you will see, the basic issue is what happens when a sigma follows a consonant. One, here's your hints. Because of the changes that take place in the nominative singular, it is often difficult to determine the stem of a third declension noun. So we're used to going to the nominative singular to get our stem and get our meaning. We just take off the nominative singular case ending and we see the stem that we like. And it looks we're pretty close to what's going on in the lexicon. Not so with third declension. The solution to this problem is to always memorize the genitive singular form with the lexical form. If you drop the genitive singular case ending, os, you will normally have the word stem. So on your vocabulary cards, you've been writing out the word, the genitive ending, and the article, right? Yes, good. All right, so you're
you're already in the practice of that, even though it wasn't as relevant back then. The lexical entry, sarx, sarkos, hey, shows that the stem is sark. Whatever happens in the nominative singular also happens in the dative plural. So this is another hint. Whatever happens in the nominative singular happens in the dative plural. This is because the dative plural case ending psi, or c, also begins with a what?
Sigma.
A sigma. And they're going to react. So you can see sarks and sarksy. Alright, three, your other hint here. The nu drops out when followed by a sigma. The nu bails. The nu is wimpy. The nu cannot take it. It gets out. So, tin with a sigma becomes tis. Tin with a sigma iota becomes tissy. So, sounds like sissy, the nu. He bailed. Okay, so if a nu drops out when followed by a sigma. Four, a tau drops out when followed by a sigma, or if it's at the end of a word. So, tau saw the nu bailing, and the tau decided to bail out also. So, anomat, that is your stem, but when you add the sigma iota, anomasi, or anomat with no ending, what happens? It doesn't like being last in line. It bails. It bails there also. In the case of anoma, it is neuter and does not use a case ending in the nominative or accusative singular. That is why the tau is at the end of the word. This is a slight simplification of the situation, but if you can remember these four hints, the rest of the third declension is easy to learn. You talk so patronizing sometimes, like so easy to learn, right? It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Since Greek has only three declensions, once you understand these, you will be familiar with all the basic noun paradigms in the New Testament. Are you excited? So work on these and you are well on your way towards success. But remember, any declension can have several variations. So this, once we learn the third declension, we've learned the noun system. And then it's just a matter of getting good at it. Alright, here's a walkthrough. Following is the paradigm of the third declension noun starts. The case endings are in blue. Don't be frightened. Sarks really has only three case endings you have not seen, and two other endings similar to those you already know. At this point, don't try to memorize the case endings. Just see how they work. The paradigms of logos and graphe are listed for comparison. Okay, so this is not where we're actually learning a chart or anything. This is just to see the morphology of it, the changing, the inflection, what's happening here. Okay, and then you have the second and first declension as a reference over there. So nominative singular, sarks, genitive singular, the genitive is your safe spot, sarkos, dative, sarki, accusative, sarka, nominative plural, sarkes, genitive, you like that one, right? Sarkone, that's still the same. Dative, sarksi, sarksi, accusative plural, sarkos. So if you look over at the other two, you'll see some similarities with the iotas and case endings and stuff.
Wait, what's up with the new? Yeah. Sorry, I didn't raise my hand. What was in the
plural?
The movable new. We talked about that earlier.
Yes, it sounds
sometimes familiar. They need that movable new to separate it if it's followed by another word following.
Gotcha.
As a vowel. Right. All right.
Wait, can you repeat that? What did you say?
Yes. Movable new. Sometimes they have a movable nu if the following word is a vowel, starts with a vowel, and that would end with a iota. So they have a movable nu in there to make sure you can tell where one word ends and the next word starts.
So the nu would be added then.
Yeah.
So as far as you're concerned, sometimes you might see it with the nu and sometimes you might not.
That's all.
Okay. Why won't my page come back? Why does it pick that page? There it is. All right. Okay. 10.8. There wasn't that wasn't very difficult, was it?
No.
Yes. Black amounts was difficult. Okay. 10.9. Dirty clenching words are categorized according to the last consonant of the stem. You have a question?
Yeah. How many time outs make so no word from the other end of
the vowel? The hint?
No. Like 10.6, like number 4. So no word from the other end of the vowel.
Yeah, those 1, 2, 3, 4 right there are the hints that he gave us. And so a tau drops off when followed by a sigma. So if you have a case ending that includes a sigma, the tau fails. And if there's no ending.
So then no word ever ends in it then? Or no. Does it only end in it if it's like...
If the stem ends in a tau, the stem, right? So if the stem ends in a tau, and there's no case ending after that, so it'll drop.
If there's stem and not ending.
Can you draw
that
out?
I don't think you know what you're asking.
Okay,
yeah.
I don't.
Just all you have to remember is some stems are going to have towels in them as the final stem letter because it's third declension, and third declension now is the end of the consonant. So the ones that end in a tau, then you have a case ending.
Oh.
When you go to your case endings, if you get to one of the case endings where it's nothing, then the tau will drop out. And so it would become on or off.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like any word that ends in tau, so if you take the tau off, so like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just talking about stems. Right?
Yeah, that's, yeah, we're talking about stems and what happens with the case ending when the case ending goes up against the stem.
Okay.
If there's, remember, like, hora and grape, and the nominative is singular, feminine, first declension. There's no case ending there, so it just ends in that final stem vowel. But here you may have a tau and nothing following it, then the tau will drop. Okay. No. Okay. This is a category here. 10.9. Third declension words are categorized according to the last consonant of the stem. Low, you'll find that the Sark's paradigm, and then two more paradigms of third declension words. Stems ending in mat, like anama. Stems ending in nu. The case endings are in blue to emphasize the similarities with the first and second declensions. You will learn a few more third declension sub-patterns in the next chapter. My recommendation is to not memorize. That's good when you hear those words. To not memorize the paradigms. Read through the footnotes so you can see why the forms do what they do, and then be sure you can recognize the same endings and changes on other words. The time for memorizing will come in 10:14. Okay, so here is the three classifications: K stems, mat stems, and nu stems. Those are all ending in a consonant, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then in the blue is the case ending. Everyone see that?
Is this page, are we going to be going back to this page a lot?
You probably will.
Okay.
But you don't have to memorize it.
Cool.
This is just to know that these are classifications or groupings. Some words are going to, third declension words, some of them are going to end in kappa, some of them are going to end in mat, and some of them are going to end in nu. What happens, the key here is what happens to this ending when the case ending comes up against it. Remember the four hints?
Yep.
So this is where in real time you can see those four hints playing out. What happens What happens when a sigma touches a nu?
It takes off.
You don't want to miss it. That's really good. Okay. Remember our four hints, right? What happens when a sigma ending and has a nu right there? The nu dropped out. That was one of the hints.
Wait, but the sigma is on the other, is another word?
That's the case ending.
Okay.
Okay. What happens when there's no case ending here and you have a tau?
It takes off.
It drops out, right? Is that what happened here? No, we have an omicron, so it's not at the end, correct? So we keep it. What happens when a sigma touches a kappa?
Turns into a kappa.
Makes a sound, right? Okay, so this is just where you can see the pattern, knowing what the tendencies are. All right, now he's going to introduce to us the interrogative pronoun who. Is tis with an accent is the interrogative pronoun who. Tis with no accent is the indefinite pronoun anyone. So one little accent affects your translation on that word, tis. Both are formed from the same root tin. The masculine and feminine are identical in form, and all genders are third declension. The change in the nominative singular is explained by the fact that the nu drops out when followed by a sigma. So, tin plus sigma equals tis. Now, he's giving us this here because this particular word, whether it's being translated because of the accent or not, that's just... You're getting it either as anyone or who. It's either an interrogative or it's a pronoun. Now, the reason he's doing that is because it's a third declension word. And he wants you to see the third declension endings. Same kind of thing happening. This is a nu-based stem. Ends in nu, consonant nu. So this is another way to visualize those changes that are happening. Ace is an adjective meaning one, or excuse me, hace. The stem of the masculine and neuter is hen. What happens when it ends in a consonantal stem, nu? What's going to happen? It's going to drop, right? The feminine, though, is first declension, mia. In the nominative singular, and the nu drops out before the sigma. And the stem vowel epsilon lengthens to A. So, when he's doing this kind of stuff right here, this is not like trigonometry going on. Alright? This is not math class. But what it is it's showing you the morphology of what you're starting with. This plus this gets you here. But then you have lengthening going on. Why? Probably for the sound of it back in the day. This is a diphthong, right? So hace versus s. So they had to probably differentiate it from other words. All right. So this is the word meaning one. It's an adjective. So it has to have all three genders, right? Adjectives have all three genders. So that's why we have to have a masculine, feminine, and a neuter form of one. And if it's going to function attributively, how would you use in English the adjective one?
One man.
One man, one car.
One.
That would be substantival, right? But attributively.
Oh, attributively. Okay.
Attributive, yeah, right. Attributively, you use the number one all the time, right? Like the number one team. So, if it's going to function attributively, it's got to match the noun in case, number, and gender, correct? Therefore, we have to have a paradigm for one to have all those matches. masculine, feminine, neuter, and how come we don't have plural? Why don't we only have singular?
One is something that can only be singular.
You got that. Did everyone else get that?
It's like another, or one another.
Why does the adjective one only appear in the singular, not the plural?
There's
one. There is no plural. It's just one.
Once.
And you
all the ones, please go
over there.
He even asked, that's right, he's, why is there no plural for this word? Okay. So what pattern, adjective pattern, does this follow? Is this a 2-1-2 pattern? No. This is a, he did say that the mia is a first declension, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a 3-1-3 pattern.
On this right here?
Mm-hmm. All right, in the first and second declensions, the masculine and feminine are often different in form. In the third declension, however, they are usually similar. There is, in fact, more similarity between the masculine and feminine than there is between masculine and neuter, since the nominative and accusative of the masculine and neuter are usually different. Okay. Yes.
What was the pattern? It was 3-1-3. Okay, that makes sense.
All right, here's halftime. He does this just to give you some hope. Third declension words have stems ending in a consonant. Always memorize the genitive singular so you can see the stem. When the final consonant is joined with the case ending, sometimes the consonant is changed. This generally affects nominative singular and dative plural. Nu and tau drop out before a sigma. Third declension words use three different case endings, has, ah, and s. So those will be the case endings that you have to learn that are new. All right. We will stop there, okay, to give your brain a chance to relax, okay, for next week. What do you need to be prepared for class for? You need to read this chapter. I will probably post the audio of Mounce's lecture on this chapter online, so in your leisure, you can listen to it. Okay? Your quiz next week will be made up of everything that you have learned already as far as charts. So, I will not put the third declension case ending on the chart. It will only be the first and second declension, right? Because that's what you've learned. The articles, there is no third declension on the articles, so that's good, right? So the article chart stays the way it is. You have your alphabet. You have the prepositional chart. You have
noun rules.
I will not ask you noun rules 7 and 8 yet, because we haven't covered it. Only 1 through 6 that we've learned. So all that good stuff. Let's look at the vocabulary on page 88. Hagios is an adjective. You can tell there by the entry. Hagios, hagiai, hagion means holy. If you take it substantively, it means what?
Saints.
Everyone say hagios.
Hagios.
All right, A, with a smooth breather, means if. A may, what is made typically by itself?
Not.
Means not, right? So look at that, if not, is how you translate that. Here is the adjective one, pais mia pen. Everyone say that.
Pais
mia pen. Now and already is a day. Say that. A day. Name or reputation is anama.
Anama.
Anama. Anamatas. Ka. So what gender is anama? By the article.
or feminine because there's a tau there that
belongs. Oh, no, look closely.
Articles,
your friend, it never lies to you.
Oh, it's neuter.
It's neuter. Yes. All right. What does the particle oo mean? You had that on your midterm, right? The negating particle oo means not. But when you add the adjective ace, you have the word that means no one. So udes, udamia, uden. Pasapan is an adjective. This is a 313 adjective, meaning each or every or all. Then at the top of page 89, we have another preposition. So you need a separate card for each of these. Peri with the genitive, concerning or about. Peri with the accusative means around. Sarks, sarkos, hey. Say sarks.
Sarks.
Means flesh or body. Soon is a preposition. It takes its case always in the dative, just like N does. It means with. Synagogue comes from that, right? Gather together. To be with. Soma, somatos, ka. Say soma.
Soma. Soma. Soma.
Means body. What gender is that word?
Neuter.
Technon, technu, ta. Child or descendant? Say technon.
Technon.
What gender?
Neuter.
What declension?
Third.
First. Or second.
What's the genitive ending?
Ooh.
Ooh. Omicron upsilon. You knew that, right? That's second declension. So you still have some new second declension words in here. All right. Then tis and keep with the accent or without the accent. With the accent is who, what, which, why. And then without the accent, someone, something, certain one thing, anyone, or thing. Okay?
Should we do that as well?
You have to know this vocabulary. All right, real quick. Any questions on that?
So far, just chapter 10 and the quiz. So far.
So say that again.
So far, we only have to read chapter 10 here and then prepare for the quiz.
Prepare for the quiz. Yep. And bring back, if you haven't finished it, your review.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. So that was, what, was that review number two? Yeah. So review number two was actually due today. If you didn't finish that, then go back and finish that. Bring that with you.
If we haven't finished, we turn it in.
Nope. Everyone bring back review number two next time.
Do I have to do exercise times?
Huh?
Do I have to do exercise times?
No. We're only halfway through the chapter. So we'll finish that next time. Listen to the... I'm going to put the lecture up, I think, and then read the chapter. Okay? I guess we're done. Good job today on your tests. You meant today's on Friday. When you get done with three, you want to do Friday.
That's
it? That's it.
Numa,
reach out to what is your
except for Except for your vocab.
So it's only for the words.
Yeah.
You have what?
I've had some vocab on the drum stuff.